maybe ring around the Roberta time. Ring around the Joan or the Joan. The Jennifer time? Who's Joan?
Who is Joan?
She's the next co-host.
Yes. No, she's not. Uh-uh. Yeah. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffen is here. And we are at your service and on your side on the Good Day program. It is Wednesday morning, and a lot of things are happening in the Queen of Cheap department, for example. Roberta has gone far, and why, she even has taken a trip down memory lane into her earlier days. She's worked dumpsters all over New York.
I don't know if you know that.
She's now gone back to her roots at the Ace Hardware dumpster.
That's right.
All right. And so what did you find there, Roberta?
I found free paint for you this weekend.
We're going to tell you how to get free paint. I used to get free paint. The town incinerator. People used to bring their paint down there, and I'd go down and pick it up. And
you paint the barn, like 27 different colors.
Exactly. Perfect.
Had the most colorful barn in all of Framingham.
I have the most colorful barn in all of Framingham. But thank you for noticing that.
I did notice it. Thank you. Yeah. We also have free cookbooks for you and a great book on daddy-daughter dates just in time for Father's Day. And
daddy-daughter dates.
Daddy-daughter dates. What an idea, huh?
Yeah.
And also free food. Free barbecue. Free Chinese barbecue.
All right, so that story about half hour from now, you get the Queen of Cheap report from Roberta Fasanelli. Then after that, in short order, Jennifer, who is back today, will have some television tidbits for us. I always like that, the tidbit. Would you like to tease the tidbits?
I would. I'm going to tell you how you can co-host with Kelly Ripa.
Oh!
I know you want to do that.
Yeah.
And a new star has been named to the Munsters reboot, and it's a big one, and I'll give you a hint. It's Mrs. Ellen DeGeneres.
Is that Portia de Rossi? Is that her name?
You'll find out in the TV report.
All right. I'm working too hard. Another great American day. What's McFadden, your reason for being here?
My reason for being here is to support you, sir. That's
really?
The only reason I exist.
How are
just
those
to walk in every
today?
Day and prop Doug Steffen up
prop
to
him
the
up.
Radio king that he is.
Right, that's it. I'll be like George Bush in 20 years. The father had to prop me up in a wheelchair and stick a microphone in front of me.
Stop it.
What are you talking about?
He has to get around in a wheelchair now.
I just saw him the other day standing somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think he's in a wheelchair.
I saw a picture of him in a wheelchair.
Maybe you saw a picture of him in a wheelchair. That doesn't mean that's how he's getting around.
Well, of course it means how he's getting around. What do you think? They put him in a wheelchair for fun?
Maybe he had to come out of the... Maybe he had something done.
No, he's in a wheelchair. Not all the time. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. You can you'll all run to the Google the Google factory.
I'm already on there.
I know
George
you are.
Bush wheelchair.
Yeah. In the meantime, Roberta.
Yes.
The Coast Guard is offering a $3,000 reward for information leading to the person who called in that fake yacht explosion off the coast of New Jersey.
Yeah.
And this is an instructive, even though this is horrible. This is instructive to find out how much the taxpayer pays when you send out, let's say, boats in this circumstance, a couple of helicopters. Cost the taxpayer $88,000 to go search for something that didn't happen. So does that bring you around to wondering what it costs every time a fire engine goes out in your community or every time a police car goes out in your community? Or somebody, those are the two most deliberate.
Well, think about what you get charged when you call.
Right, that's what, yeah, exactly. What does it cost? I heard in Framingham, I heard it was like $1,300, $1,400 every time. But then I wondered to myself, well, what are these people doing? Why is it that it costs that kind of money? Because they're there on duty. It's not like you have to bring people in from outside.
That's a good point, yeah.
So why does it cost, other than the fuel that it costs for us to get from point A to point B, from the fire station to wherever the fire may be, why does it cost so much? In this case, $88,000 represents what? The fuel? Because these guys are all on duty waiting for this kind of thing to happen.
Maybe
not that I'm taking it. I think they ought to be charging them. If they can find who pulled this, the perp who did this, they ought to charge him a heck of a lot more. There's a $250,000 fine attached to it and 5 years in the slammer. I mean, that's appropriate. But I still don't understand how they come up with this kind of dough. If everybody's there, they've already bought all the equipment. The only thing they have to pay for is the fuel, unless I'm missing something. Anybody got any ideas? 800-510-8255. If you're a fireman, policeman, or you work in one of these sort of search and rescue deals, what are we missing here? Why does it cost? Why is it that someone is charged this kind of money? I know in some communities, and maybe somebody's got a story about this. Don't you remember, Richie, we talked about this last year, where actually the police were going to start charging you for coming to domestic disturbances.
Yes.
Or things like that. Yeah, you know, we're going to charge you, call us to break up a fight in your house, we're going to send you a bill for $100. And that's basically the mentality. It's like you get a ticket. If you're speeding, we're going to fine you, no matter what happens. So what is the taxpayer paying for,
right,
if they're going to require that you pay extra for showing up to some kind of a problem? Okay, we had a wreck on the highway. We're going to charge the insurance company $300 for showing up to write reports the insurance company can use in the lawsuit. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah,
right?
They keep going back and forth in Maryland on the ambulance rides. $500 for an ambulance ride.
Yeah. But you pay for them anyway.
That's what we're saying.
Right, exactly.
So why are you getting charged again? And this
goes back to my old thing of toll roads.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
use your taxes to build the road, and then they charge you to drive
it. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, because of the fiscal state of many of the state, the highway departments, the toll road thing is being examined all over the country. They're going to charge you to use the roads you paid for.
Mm-hmm. Or the newest thing is like hot lanes.
Yeah, right.
You know, hey, listen, for all you poor people, you sit over here in these lanes that get crowded and take an extra hour and a half to work.
Right.
But for you rich folks, you can drive over here for an extra dollar and you can get to work in the timely fashion.
The HOV lanes, which were heretofore for two or more people in the car.
Which I don't mind. That's cool.
Yeah, that's all right. The buses and stuff, they ought
but
to be
this whole
to
idea of the hot lane where you pay a buck to get to work, you know, half an hour faster.
Yeah, but you know what? If they make it available for everybody, what's the point in having it? And it'll get just as jammed as
everybody else. And once again, back in my home state of Maryland, my beloved state, which is where I cannot move back to because they've gone crazy, they built a road from, Doug, you would know this, Gaithersburg to 95, basically to help people from the Washington area of Maryland get over to the Baltimore area of Maryland.
Yep.
And it's a toll road. It goes from either $2 to like $8, depending on how far you go.
Wow.
Jeez,
nobody
$8?
Uses it. Mm. Nobody uses it. And
so,
they spent years and millions and millions and millions.
Well, but we have these things to examine. I don't want this to sound like a grump fest, but the other side of it is, think about how your property taxes are used. Here, we have streets plowed, have police and fire protection.
Mm-hmm.
The rubbish is supposed to get picked up. Now, what are other community services generally attached to your
maintenance of sewer
property
lines.
Taxes? Yeah. Okay.
And roads.
So now, So now we have a water and sewer tax.
Yep.
Right. Because the state decided they were going to build a new system, and it cost twice as much as they said it was going to. So now everybody pays twice as much in their water bill and the sewer bill as they did before. Thank heavens I have neither on my farm. I have my own water well, and I have my own sewer system, septic system. So, but a lot of people don't have that. And then you have the rubbish now. They're going to charge you for picking up the rubbish. And it's all a testament to the inefficiencies of how these people, these are supposed to be managers. That's why you hire them. There's a city manager. There's a town manager. Well, what are they managing?
Why is the city charging more? We don't pay the city to do our trash. I never get that.
You don't have a private dumpster? Private trash people?
We have private trash people, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We pay a private company to come collect our trash.
Huh.
Or as Doug would like to say, our rubbish.
But I never understood why the government is into trash removal. Well, because it was part of the services that you're supposedly paying for with your property tax.
Where is that in the Constitution that they're supposed to collect our trash?
I want to know what the concept of personal property tax
is. Is that part of a strong defense or free speech? I don't remember which one the trash collection came in.
Well, you know, half of the property tax that we pay on Long Island goes to the schools.
Uh-huh.
It's to keep the school district.
Right. I left that school out because my children didn't go to public school,
but I paid
somebody else to go to public school.
Yeah, so even if you don't have kids in the public school system, you're still paying the property tax.
Thank you, Mr. Steffen.
I pay so much, and I don't send anybody to school, and I have to replace the rim on my car because I hit a pothole because they haven't fixed the street since we had a huge rain issue a couple years back.
So I'm curious, Jen, what's so much?
Well, for me, it's a lot. I mean, I pay $3,800 a year.
Good luck. God love you.
You know what, though? That's California. And you guys have to remember, you're laughing, but you guys have lots of property. I have a two-bedroom house in California, and that's a lot. And keep in mind also that half of that is covered under Prop 13. So I'm actually saving 50%.
That's about what I pay is $3,800 a year, too.
Okay,
and I have a 25 by 100. What you pay, multiply it by 10. That's what I pay.
Well, because you're also
25 by 100.
Look where you are choosing to live, though. I mean, you're in the city. You're in Manhattan. I'm in Sunland.
That little postage stamp. Richie, you've seen my house.
I don't really want to hear it.
In Santa Monica?
Right, but Doug, you and Roberta are extremes. You're right off the beach on Santa Monica.
I know.
Don't give me this. Let me break out the violins for you.
All right,
your taxes, what you pay.
Okay, on Long Island? On Long Island?
Yeah.
I pay almost $20,000 a year.
Good Lord.
On Long Island.
What is it like to be rich, you guys? Because
it
I'm not.
It has nothing to do with being rich. It has to do with
if someone handed
being
me that much for a property for a property bill, I'd have to live in an apartment.
My farm
that's
tax bill will dwarf all of your bills, but this is not. I'll show you yours. I'll show you mine.
Right. 800-51.
Let's have a complaint session. People who want to call and complain about taxes, let's have at it. 800-510-8255. Let's see how productive this will be. Let's see how much better you'll feel. And while you're at it, you complain, if you'd like, about the fact that you're worth 40% less now than you were 4 years ago. Why not? Let's call and complain about everything. The best complaint gets a prize. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Paul Delisle, who is the bass player for Smash Mouth.
I used to love these guys.
Why? What do you mean used to? What
happened? My daughter, my five-year-old daughter freaks out because they do a lot of songs for like Shrek and all these like little animated movies.
Really?
A lot of their songs, I don't know why, end up in there. So she loves it, especially this song.
Nice. Star. So we say happy birthday to him on his 49th birthday. Rivers Cuomo from Weezer.
Oh,
42 today. It's a tribute song to Buddy Holly.
And what television show? You have to have seen the video tonight.
I don't know.
Happy Days.
Oh.
The whole video is set to the scene of Happy Days, and nice. The guys are on stage and they're performing at Arnold's while the show Happy Days is happening around them. It's really cool.
Arnold's. All right, so what happened to the complainers? I saw a bunch of people being scrutinized by Mr. Fortier, the person you speak to when you call 800-510-8255.
Let me tell you what happens. You think you've got problems? That's Michael Fortier, the guy who answers your call.
Answers the phone.
Doug Steffens Show. What are you complaining about? You don't have to sit here and listen to Doug all day.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect. Just all morning. Roberta and Jennifer and Rich and Doug on the Good Day program. So we were just talking about George Bush, the father, being in a wheelchair, which sadly is a fact. He's not in it all the time, but he does have to get around in one. So it brought me back to thinking about the good old days when we were delighted when a president was quirky. Today we tear him limb from limb if he's quirky. Can you imagine some of these presidents trying to survive who were around 100 years ago, 150 years ago that were presidents?
Like who? Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt.
Right.
Yeah, he was a nut.
Yeah, right. Very quirky.
Yeah, he was a quirky guy.
All right, so here's the question. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready. A 2020 info quiz. Which of these American presidents has claimed to have seen a UFO? Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Dwight Eisenhower, or Bill Clinton?
Unidentified female object.
Right.
You beat me to it, Jen.
800-510-8255. Which American president claimed to have seen a UFO? Reagan, Carter, Eisenhower, or Clinton?
I'd like to fly with her.
Were we on the air or off the air? Were we talking about old lady Bush and Bill Clinton being...
That was off the air.
Off the air. Okay. So that story is not a bad story to tell on the air. In fact, the relationship that Bill Clinton has with George Bush, the father, is extremely good. It's like what happened with Carter and Ford. They become very, very good friends. So Mrs. Bush calls him, what is it, her black sheep?
She refers to Bill Clinton. She was sitting next to him at the gala for George H.W. Bush the other day.
Right.
And refers to him as her black sheep son.
But yet George W. the son and Bill Clinton have very little to do with each other and don't really like each other. as it turns out. But he likes the father. And I don't know if that's... But Bill Clinton and George Bush the son are about the same age.
No, I don't think so. I mean, here in this article, it says the junior ex-president kept his hand firmly pressed on his predecessor's back.
Predecessor. That means that George the son...
was holding his dad's back.
No.
No, not his dad. His predecessor. Clinton's.
Bill Clinton's.
Oh, Clinton's back. Back.
Right.
Oh.
See, the rap on them is that they didn't care for each other much. But the old... But remember when... Now, George Bush was saying...
I got to think that anybody that is that good of friends with your mom and dad, yeah, and is a president...
Has to be a...
You've got to be all right with
figure
them.
Figure into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 800. But it's very interesting, this club.
Sure is.
44 members. That's it. And it's very, it's, you know, but I mean,
Carter's kind of the odd man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't, he didn't play in that club.
No. Yeah, he despises, in fact, Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Despises him because of his philandering ways. 800-510-8255. All right, we'll find out which American president has claimed to have seen a UFO. And Roberta's got her Queen of Cheap report, plus Jennifer on television coming up here.
Hey, everybody. Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%. APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only
GoodBatteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names. For all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car, OnlyBatteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doug Stephan, along with Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous queen of cheap. We have Jennifer Horn, who's feeling a little better today. That's a good thing. Heather Bachman, who finally got herself straightened out, as it were. And then there's Rich McFadden, who probably never get himself straightened out.
Nope.
That's all right.
That's the way
Thanks
I like it.
More for more colorful conversation. Today is the day to focus on, not tomorrow and not yesterday. Use your imagination as you begin your day to think about things as they may be at the end of the day. What would you like to accomplish today? If you had the ability, this is sort of like the three genie question you have. There's a genie, what is it, the lamp, right? You rub the lamp three
each
times.
Three wishes, no.
What are the three wishes? Or you don't have to rub it three. You rub it once, get three wishes?
Right.
Yes, the lantern.
Okay. So, what are your three wishes for today? Something to think about. I asked earlier when I was just joining us, I was curious about people because we were complaining about this, that, and the other thing. And I said, okay, let's have complaints. Call us at 800-510-8255. Complain about your taxes. Complain about the fact that you're only worth Roberta says she's worth. It's the average.
80% less than what I was
right,
four years ago.
And you're still going to vote for the guy. Good for you.
So now she's worth about 12 bucks.
Yeah, right. And so anyway, I was opening the door to that if you wanted to, just for a while. That's not the spirit of this program. But to your credit, to the audience's credit, not one complaint. Not one. Other than the guy who said I was boring. That's it. That's the only complaint.
Yeah.
And he's not even
married to you.
Right. Maybe good times and bad times.
Yeah. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Heather or Rich and Roberta at DougStephan.com. Email is a good way to connect. Facebook.com/good day and Twitter at good day. So the other item of interest here is trying to figure out which American president claimed to have seen a UFO. We talked a lot about presidents today, the Bushes and the Clintons and the Whoses and the Wazes. And it got started, if you're just joining us again, we were talking about George W., the father. I always do this. I've always messed that up. George W. is
the son.
The last was
H.W.
H.W. is the father. Okay. So he's in a wheelchair part of the time. And notice after when I was berated by pretty much everybody here on the air, notice they haven't opened their mouths because they...
I did. I said you were right. You were right.
All right. That's it.
I give you the credit. You
thank
said
you.
You were right.
800-510-8255. Doug's...
No comment.
Whatever.
He was right.
Doug's in Duluth. Hello.
Hello.
So who do you think was the American president who had seen a UFO?
I would say Eisenhower.
Why would you say that?
Because he looks like an alien.
That's a nice. Come on, wouldn't you please?
Well, he does. He looks like Jesus.
He might now because he's been dead for 40 years, but other than that. So, do you have a complaint, Doug? You sound like a complainer. Do you have any complaints today to share with us?
I just got off work. I'm real tired. I don't like working midnight shifts. So.
I don't blame you. Yeah, so
day shifts are a lot better. So,
Why are you working the midnight shift?
To make money.
So it's the only. Do you have two jobs or you just have one?
Just have one.
One. All right. So maybe you should get another job and work in the day.
I work in the day too. It's swing shifts.
Oh, wow. That's tough work. And are you new to the job or is it something you've been working at for a while?
I've been there about a year.
Have you? All right. Well, I wish you well. I hope that it turns around. If you keep in your mind, imagine, use your head, as like Uri Geller says, as a television set, and imagine yourself working in that job, if you like it, in the hours that you want to work in that job. That's what you just keep imagining every day. Think of yourself in that position, and sooner or later, I'm betting you're going to have what you want. How's that for a deal?
I've been trying that for a year. It doesn't work.
Well, try it for 2 years.
All right.
All right, bye.
Did I win?
You didn't win, no, because it was Nike, but thanks for the try. 800-510-82.
So sad.
5-5, yeah.
Exactly. He wants to win something.
All right, here's
something.
James in Monroe, Louisiana. Hi,
winning.
James.
Hello.
Winning. Have I ever spoken to you before?
No, you haven't.
Never spoke well. What a pleasure it is to speak to you for the first time. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
No complaints today?
No, after hearing what y'all pay in property taxes, I'm definitely not going to complain about mine. I've got a 2,000 square foot three bedroom house, and my property tax is about $450.
Good Lord.
Michael, where do you live?
Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, my God.
We're all getting in the car and moving to Monroe, Louisiana.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. All right, so which American president do you think has claimed to see a UFO?
It was Jimmy Carter, and I believe the event occurred when he was in the Navy.
It was, in fact. Both those things are true, as I recall them as well. And so Jimmy Carter didn't get discredited for having said that he saw a UFO. Can you imagine if somebody said, let's say Barack Obama or George Bush or whomever, if they'd, or even Bill Clinton, I saw a UFO. What would the news media have done to them?
Oh, remember when Nancy Reagan saw, what did she say?
She consulted an astrologer.
That's what it was. Remember the...
They thought she was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did, but did you? The news media tried to make her out as some kind of kook because they're so predictable and disgustingly, deliberately, definitively negative. I think seeing... Well, I see an astrologer all the time.
I think
does that
it
make
was,
me a nut bird?
I think it was...
Yes, but that's different.
Yeah, you're a little crazy.
Thank you.
Why was it that she consulted an astrologer? Was she giving Ronnie advice on, you know, world peace?
They consulted astrologers for lots of things that went on in their lives.
Nancy, I'm not quite sure what to do here.
Right. And so as he was the most popular president for a long time, how is it that he was so denigrated by the news media? People didn't do... Oh, Reagan saw an astrologer. No. As a matter of fact, it probably did the astrologers of the world a lot of good because it gave them some credibility, in a sense. All right, so James, Carter is correct. You'll get a swell prize. You have no complaints, so I don't need to talk to you anymore. Hold on just a second, and the great Michael will talk to you. Let's see if Dave wants to complain about something. Dave, you want to complain about something? Anything.
Oh, price of gas, whatever.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, yeah. Dave, you hit my sweet spot.
Good
there,
man. All right, yep. What are you going to do about it, Dave? Though?
Dave, do you
question.
Believe that we are being gaffed by the political machine as bad as everybody else does?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just a bunch of crap. Bull crap.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely it is.
All right. You good know. Man, Dave. We like complaints.
There's see, nothing we can do about it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, John's the in the Dardanelles. All right, John, you have a complaint for us?
Yeah, I missed that question, so somebody else got it right, but what I was going to say was Obama, because such conservatives, he's out of touch completely with reality. He must be from some other world.
Okay, very funny. Joe.
Get it? UFO?
Maybe I should stop rattling my head. Hi, Joe.
Yes.
Where'd Joe go? You want to complain? You want to complain for a minute?
I do have a complaint for a minute.
Okay, go ahead.
And my complaint is, a year ago, I called in and I won one of your swell prizes on the Doug Steffen Show.
Swell prizes.
And you never got it, right?
And it took me 6 months to get it, and when I got it, it wasn't that swell.
Really? What was it?
What did you get?
It was a Christmas CD, Months After Christmas.
No. I tell you what we're going to do, Joe.
We're going to make you wait another 6 months.
Just
we're going to send you something
wait
else.
A minute, hold on a second. Just
like
in time.
Fourth of July CD.
That's right. He's going to run just in time for the 4th of July. We're sending you a CD for the 4th of July. Hold on just a second. Michael will take good
it's
care
perfect,
of you.
Actually, because I just handed the prize closet a box of Christmas CDs yesterday.
Right.
So it's June, so if somebody wins something today, like right. you,
oh,
Joe,
they'll get it in time.
You'll get it in time for Christmas.
Give him... Send him perfect. A 4th of July, some kind of 4th of July music. Let's do that. Roger's in San Jose. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Good Day.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Actually, the reason I was calling was because you were talking about costs of sending people out to do searches.
That's correct.
Like Coast Guard and things like that.
Yes.
I was involved in search and rescue for about 6 years. And the costs that we associated with the search oftentimes... Well, the various costs were involved for the actual officers involved. The reason that we associated costs with the search was because it was taking them away from their ordinary duties. So they're supposed to be out, you know, fighting crime. They don't have that opportunity because they're involved in a search. Therefore, the time that they spent and the equipment that is involved in the search for them was directly associated with the search. In addition to that, there were volunteers, so their time away from work, their vehicle expenses and all of that was also associated with the cost of the search.
All right, well, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Additionally, if we were to have to hire private contractors like, you know, helicopter operators or something like that, those costs would be associated with the search as well.
Well, I hear what you're saying. I don't buy all of it, but I hear it, and I understand how people might justify it. I think... whatever their normal duties are to be on duty in order to go take care of these kind of problems. But I hear what you're saying, and there's some good in there, some food for thought for sure. Thank you for taking the time to call, Roger. Appreciate it very much.
All right. And
good luck to you. 16 before the hour. Let's get into the dumpster, shall we, Richie? The queen of cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, and what the special deals are for today.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Okay, let's start with those entertainment books. You know what I'm talking about, the entertainment books.
They still have those cities. Things?
Yes, they have.
Oh, sure.
Still
and they're digital now, so
really? Yeah, some
you can get
digital.
The coupons online instead of having to tote that big old book around with you.
In fact, I have one in my hot hands right now.
Yeah, I have one on my desk.
Yep.
Well, just to let you know, the 2012 entertainment books are now only $5. And yes, I know it's June, and yes, I know half of the year is over. However, this is great if you're going on vacation. Let's say you're taking the kids to Orlando, or you're visiting the grandparents in Phoenix, or you're going to any major city around the country just for visit or whatever, see friends, or even passing through it, driving coast to coast. You get the entertainment book for just $5, and guaranteed you will save more than that.
Tip for you, though. Since they are it's a mix between local and national coupons.
Yes.
If you are going on vacation and you want to use it for that, buy it for that zip code.
Exactly. Yes, you buy it for that zip code. Exactly.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to Phoenix, buy the Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're going to Chicago, buy the Chicago book.
Brilliant. And now, let's try to do that. If you're going to Tiffin, buy the one for Washington.
Be there you go.
Exciting. Yeah.
Can I use this
here? I don't think they have one in Tiffin.
Oh, come on. Will you please leave Tiffin
maybe for
alone.
Cleveland, possibly. Yeah. But these are a great deal. And, you know, you do have 6 months left of the year to use them. So just because it's the middle of the year, it's like you can still buy calendars, like real cheap now for like 10 cents. So it's good to buy a calendar because you still have half of the year left over. Okay, two free e-cookbooks for you. One is 30 great kebab recipes just in time for Father's Day. Dad'll be out there grilling. You can do kebabs. And this is a great ebook. 88 great daddy-daughter date ideas. So if you're a daddy, it's something for you.
I want that. Somebody send me that for.
Yeah, it's something for you, Rich and Doug. You can go on a date with your daughter. Why not? You know, some of the best memories I have, believe it or not, is dumpster diving with my dad. That's where it all started.
My daughter would tell you the same, not dumpster diving, but some of the best memories that she has are those sorts of time. Daughters need time alone with their fathers.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, going to the auto parts dump on a Saturday morning or going to the hardware store. My mother wanted me to stay home and, like, clean house, wash dishes, and embroider. It was like, enough of that. I went out with Daddy. We did good things like dumpster dive.
Right.
So this is 88 great daddy-daughter date ideas, and I can guarantee you dumpster diving is probably not one of them.
My daughter asked me yesterday if we could go to the creek and put her boots on and walk through the creek.
What fun.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Do that.
That's terrific fun.
That's fun. All right.
So we got two more. We have a free order of Hong Kong barbecue at Pee Wee. If you got a Pee Wee.
Oh, that place is great.
Is that great stuff?
Pee Wee?
Yes.
It's not Pee Wee. It's Pie Way or something like that. I don't know.
Pie Way.
But it's basically, it's P.F. Chang's light as far as the cost. So it's not quite as nice as P.F. Chang's, but it's really
good.
You're
taking too much time here. We need to get to Jennifer.
And a free
quart
of paint at Ace Hardware this Saturday.
All right. All of them listed in the dumpster in the
Queen of Cheap
box at DougStephan.com. Jennifer checks the television news in a moment here on Good Day.
Quiet diplomacy between the U.S. and United Arab Emirates governments has failed, and a life hangs in the balance. Zach Shaheen, a U.S. citizen, has been wrongly imprisoned in Dubai for 4 years without bail or trial, awaiting trial on false accusations against him, and American officials have yet to speak out on his behalf. In desperation, Zach has declared a hunger strike, which has gone on for nearly a month. To help Zach, Secretary of State Clinton must now publicly demand that the UAE grant Zach immediate and reasonable bail. Zach Shaheen.
Secretary Clinton, please do not let me die in Dubai prison for crimes that I did not commit and with no chance to prove my innocence. It has been 4 horrific years separated from my family. Why do you speak out for non-Americans but you won't for me? Please demand that the UAE grant my immediate and reasonable bail. Please make a public statement before it's too late.
Help save Zach. Visit FreeZach.com and urge your senators and congressmen to take action.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Flight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Flight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes, Dougie.
Extra host Maria Menounos. Is that how you pronounce it?
Menounos.
Is she the one that was on the plane with me?
Oh, my God. You asked this exact same question just 24 hours ago.
But Jennifer wasn't here, and I said I'm going to wait for Jennifer to get here.
I don't know.
Here.
Was she
the only one? Remember,
she's the one that's on
Greek
Dancing with the Stars. You wanted Debbie Matenopoulos.
That was it. Okay.
Yes.
So anyway.
All those Greeks, they all look
Menounos,
alike.
Menounos says that she was sexually abused by several doctors.
What?
During medical exams. You didn't see that story?
No.
When she was young, yeah.
Yeah, really. Huh.
Well,
she went in for sore throat issues, and she was examined elsewhere.
Why do you think I have a sore throat today? I'm hoping I can go to the doctor.
Yeah. All right, tell us. That's terrible.
Examine me, doctor, please.
Let's have some television news here. Make it snappy.
Take my temperature. All right, Portia de Rossi has been named to play Lily Munster in the NBC Munsters reboot coming out this fall.
Ooh.
She'll be married on TV to Jerry O'Connell.
That show won't last long. Anything with Jerry O'Connell.
I think it'll be okay.
Yeah, it's great. I love Jerry O'Connell, but he's a show killer.
What else?
In honor of the passing of Ann Rutherford yesterday, Turner Classic Movies made the announcement that they're going to do a film tribute on July 3rd. It'll go all day, and it'll end with Gone with the Wind. Kate Walsh,
she played Scarlett O'Hara's sister.
Yes, she did.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes. And also, Private Practice news, Kate Walsh is a star of that show. We know she's only going to be on for 13 episodes, but the show is going to continue without her. They're going to bring in some new cast members to round out Private Practice next season on ABC. Yeah.
All right, 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Oh, we love that sweet music from all those beautiful Annie Moles. Warren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show, heard on lots of radio stations and Sirius XM every weekend around the country and around the world, is here to discuss problems you're having with your pets. And I also would like to call your attention to Rupert, who's on track to be the biggest domestic cat ever. See the picture of Rupert and the story at DougStefan.com. If you have not seen the picture, this girl holding up a cat looks like a small tiger or something. It is a big man. Is this cat big? Big, 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 big. How big is it? We'll examine that with Warren in a moment here at the Good Day program.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Aquabelva. All right, so Warren, say that again, Doug. Warren X. Excuse me. All right, now I'm fine. I got a hairball.
You
got
to get that out of your throat.
Right. All right, so we have Rupert, this domestic cat. If you've not seen the picture, check it out at DougStefan.com. How big can these things? This one weighs 20 pounds and. It could be that it weighs, it's only half grown, supposedly.
Yeah, I've seen Maine Coon cats maybe 20 pounds, 25 pounds.
Really?
But this guy, if he's only half grown, this is a a big, big cat. And but they are the largest breed of cat. The Maine Coon cat is the largest breed of cat.
What is a Maine Coon cat?
You know, they were cats that probably were originally brought over, some people think, on the Mayflower, you know, for rodent control. They always had cats where the flower, and they were brought over to this country. And it's just one of these world, and fabulous cats. They're big, they're lovable, they're adorable. I recommend them to a lot of people. But some people have a tendency to make this. Just think of this. If the cat weighs 20 pounds, let's say he's fully grown at 20 pounds, if that cat gains 2 pounds, that's 10% of his weight. Can you imagine either one of us? So that's why it's so important to keep the cats in physically good shape. But he's an interesting looking cat.
All right. So also at DougStephan.com, there is a story of Peggy Lee, a Chihuahua puppy who was born without a foot and apparently is going to become a bionic pet. How often is it the case that a vet can take a cat like this and put a prosthetic limb on it?
It's happening more and more. As a matter of fact, I was doing a big event in California on Saturday, and one of my friends has a two-legged Chihuahua. There were three dogs born in the litter. One was born with three legs, and that one died. The other one died. This was the only survivor. Mm. And this two-legged little Chihuahua gets around like nothing else. But it's an interesting point. One of my friends is an orthopedic veterinarian, and now they have hip replacements and joint replacements. So there's a lot of great things going on in veterinary medicine, so it's not unusual to hear stuff like that.
All right, so check out that story at DougStephan.com. So I have a new lady friend in my life.
Two-legged.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Charlotte's not exactly enamored with her, and it's interesting because I believe that it's a direct result of me really being interested in this person. As Charlotte, very sensitive, and basically, although she's warming up a little bit, is there a way to have them coexist?
Send her to the pound for a couple of days. She'll get used to it.
It's a major problem because there's a lot of new people getting in new relationships. And here's the statistics, and here's the bottom line here. What happens, it's not only the dogs or Charlotte's fear that, okay, someone else is getting attention from me, but think about it from your perspective, Doug. How would you feel if all of a sudden another guy came into your house, used your tools, used everything that you owned, had free access to your house? You'd have your nose a little bit out of joint. So here's what you need to do. Get out of the picture. Literally, get out of the picture. When you're home and the three of you are just sitting around, go into another room. Let her bond with Charlotte, even though you're home. It's good enough to bond with Charlotte when you're not home, but when you are home, the important thing is go into another room so she's not so close to you, and have the new woman feed the dog, walk the dog, and bring the dog toys every day.
All right, there we go.
She goes back mauled.
Thank you for that advice. For our next time...